NBA continued their playoffs last night.
Yeah, they did, man.
Yeah, they did. Oh. You were up watching all three games. Yeah, that L.A. game. When did that end, anyway,
Yeah, that's, boy, I just didn't even want to look at the clock.
He had his Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey on.
I did. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he did.
Right there below the knees.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. He sleeps in it every night.
That's right, only during the playoffs.
If you think about that, you know, 30 Rock did a live episode last week, and among, you know, they had some cameos in there, but I did not see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, he's been on it. He's been on 30 Rock.
He has. Yeah, I just, you know, I thought maybe they would have called him back up, but instead, they go with Paul McCartney and John Hamm and people like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. All right, so is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's plenty.
So, you know, we begin the show sometimes with things that we wouldn't talk about some other
time
in the
time in the show.
If the kids are up early listening to this segment, you might want to have them put on some earmuffs.
It's a curiosity. It's just two lines. It doesn't take long. Police in Newtown, Pennsylvania, searching for a man who allegedly exposed himself to a woman inside the Bucks County Association of the Blind. I just thought it was ironic. That's all. I just
maybe he was hedging his bets.
I'm not sure. There's no. Anyway.
Yeah, it's really nothing you can say. No. That will ensure that we have a show tomorrow.
No, that's true.
Now I'll tell you
what. Or even a remainder of one today.
That's true. They're at the University of Iowa. They, you know, they've got some corn-fed co-ed. And it apparently.
They do.
She's a healthy girl.
It's good for the complexion. That corn.
Apparently, one of the corn
Silky
fed
smooth.
one of the corn fed young ladies there is one Jordan Ramos. Now, Jordan,
she sounds corn fed.
Yeah, being a student there at the University of Iowa, claims that she was discriminated against by the Iowa City Bar about her size.
Her size,
yeah. And she says that a student protest of the establishment is still on for Friday, despite the fact that there was a public apology from the owner of the bar. You see, Jordan, over the weekend, there at the Union Bar, said that security guards prohibited her from dancing on the platform that overlooks the bar.
This ain't Coyote Ugly there, girlfriend.
No, it ain't that sturdy a platform. But,
apparently, now, what Jordan contends is that the
I'm
security people...
I'm trying to find a picture right now.
Okay. Security people said she was, quote, not pretty enough.
Ooh.
Oh.
And, and quote, obviously pregnant.
Man. Not pretty
obviously
enough.
Obviously pregnant.
That's what it says
Golly.
Here.
Not pretty enough in Iowa. That is
no. Yeah. What are we talking about
I know, man. Yeah. He chased the dog off a meat wagon.
The 21-year-old.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. And what the 21-year-old says that
man, the
she,
harpoons.
Really? So you're saying she's not attractive.
Well, I didn't say she wasn't attractive. She's just a
she's a big girl. She's
big bone girl.
She's big bone.
The 21-year-old says that others have since come forward with similar claims of being discriminated against by the folks there at the Union Bar. One such person, a former Union Bar bouncer, Austin Fall, said that he was explicitly instructed by the owners to, quote, keep the fat and ugly girls from off the stage.
Right.
Yes, sir. Especially away from the DJ. That's probably because he has no impulse control.
That's right.
Anyway.
Just doing his job.
The owner claims that barring certain people from the platform, quote, has never been our policy, end quote. Of
Until now.
He said, I had one look at Jordan and said, we got to change that rule.
Yeah, we're going to change the rules. Somewhere Queen's Fat Bottom Girls is playing.
Oh, yes. Well. Great time together.
We got a lot of info.
Maybe it was her cardio workout that she was trying
Maybe so.
To do.
Yeah. She was on the elliptical.
Sure.
She'd been waiting for us to play music.
Yeah, we did. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Right.
But
it was.
And now, what? I mean, is that ledge precariously over the bar? Is it that the bartenders felt in some way threatened that there could be a structural deficiency?
They could have always said it was a liability.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Strong about child hypnosis, and Jay Metter is with us to talk about the senior seminar series coming up next week. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at realtedcruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:22. A caller said that story reminded him of, I don't recall the fat girl who was dancing around Jabba the Hutt in Return of the Jedi. Remember Princess Leia not wearing very much in that one.
Yeah. I think it's what most of us remember.
Yeah, but anyway, there may have been a fat girl. In,
if there was that, then we were blocking it out.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, here we go at 6:22.
May the 2nd it is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Theodore Bacall is still hanging around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 88 years old.
Man.
He starred as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah, I guess that was on Broadway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Engelbert Humperdinck. The singer,
yeah,
turned 76.
Again, not his real name.
No, probably not.
Yeah, we've divulged that on the
Thomas Smith or something.
No,
something better than that. I think Bianca Jagger, the ex of Mick. One.
No, it's even better. It's Arnold George Dorsey.
There you go,
Arnold George Dorsey.
Yeah. Arnold.
Bianca Jagger is 67 years old today, and I told. Oh yeah, there we go. Leslie Gore. Oh. It's her party, and she'll sing if she wants to.
She's or cry.
Or cry. She's 66 years old. Larry Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers. I saw him on the Country Music Awards, and this guy is looking old. He's 64 years old, but he's looking every bit of that and more.
All that hard living may be catching up.
Yeah, there you go. He's 64 today. Lou Graham, a foreigner, is 62 years old. Actress Christine Baranski is 60 years old. You'd know her if you saw her. She's been in a lot of things. And country singer Ty Herndon turns 50 years old. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, wrestler, actor, is 40 years old today. And David Beckham, he turns 37 years old today. And that's all I got.
Probably ought to be enough. It's 6:24.